Hello, this is Bart reporting from Hayward, Wisconsin for the week of April 16th, 2018. Technically, we are in the fourth week of spring. Real life observations, however, indicate winter decided to overextend its stay. The forecast this week shows a clearing, warming trend after midweek, and we can only hope it comes to fruition. Sunshine, wind, warm temperatures, and even some rain could go a long way to removing much of the ice, which is up to 2 feet or more on some lakes, before the May 5th game fish opener. Anglers planning trips for the general fishing opener on May 5th should check out the 2018 Wisconsin Fishing Report available online, in hard copy at DNR service centers, and in Wisconsin Natural Resources magazine. The report contains where to fish recommendations from fisheries biologists from around the state and forecasts by species from DNR fisheries biologists for waters in their area. The forecasts contain a mixture of recent fish survey results on abundance and size, descriptions of habitat projects, reminders on new rules, and many photos of impressive fish captured and released during the DNR fisheries assessments. For more information and to view the 20-page forecast online, search Fishing Report on the DNR website. Now for our fishing report. Anglers continue to pursue panfish, but recent weather conditions have not been conducive to being on the ice. This past weekend, snowfall pushing the 20-inch range and very strong winds kept fishing interest to a minimum, if it existed at all, and travel conditions on the ice are challenging. Still, anglers who do go out are reporting good success for crappies and bluegills. Most area lakes still have ice depths up to 2 feet or more, and the fishing opener is less than 3 weeks distant. Forecasts say warmer weather is on the way, but this spring's ice out could cut it very close at best. This report has been based on the weekly outdoors report written by Steve Suman for the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For this week's report, Steve heard from Steve at Hayward Bait and Mike at Jenks. You can always read Steve Suman's full report at our website, haywardlakes.com. This website is a great resource for planning all aspects of your next visit to Hayward. That's all for now. This is Bart from Hayward. Until next time, good fishing.